Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. And synergy is a beautiful thing. I just want to start out the show giving a great shout out to my producer, Don. I am so excited for us. BBS is exploding. We are a massive station who does amazing things with each other because we work together. And we inspire each other. And I love it. It's contagious, positive energy, synergy that we create together. I've met in the last week connections and correspondence and leaders of different groups. We've got things going together because we know how to be together. We work in a positive way. But what is synergy? Right? It's a great word. It's fun to say, but what is synergy? Okay. So I got the definition. I'm going to read the definition. It is the interaction or cooperation of two or more organizations, substances, or other agents to produce a combined effort greater than the sum of their separate effects. Great. The total is greater than the sum of its parts. What that means is whatever we are alone, we get more powerful when we come together. No, we don't add to each other. We multiply. No, we empower. What is that? That means something. Let's see, three numbers. 3 + 6 + 8. That's 18. Okay? Or 17. Sorry. 9 + 8 = 17. Okay. But when we multiply it, it's 144. Well, that's a lot more than 17. But exponentially, 144 plus 2 times 2, no, to the second power, that's 20,736. When you synergize with people and you empower them, we multiply in amazing ways. And the fact that we are broadcasting now around the entire world, my viewers and my listeners, they want to do amazing things with me. Ask yourself, what do you want to do with the people in your life? Do you want to be positive in your energy? Do you want to create synergy in a good way? Yeah, there's a lot of people with negative energy in the world. Positive is more powerful than negative. Do you believe that? Ask yourself if your capacity with your strength and your endurance and your intelligence, your talents and gifts and abilities, that you can empower people to be better quality souls. Yeah, think about what you can do when you bring your gifts and talents and strengths and abilities together. When we come together, it's very, very infinite, the possibilities, right? Okay, so when I was doing a survey this week, I was literally in Everett going from business to business, even on the street, bus stop to bus stop, asking people information, questions, opinion questions, because I wanted to find out what people in Everett are like. I'm literally downtown right now, standing in a Starbucks because this is the one place that doesn't have blasting music, but there's no seating. And I said, that's okay because I can stand while I'm looking at people and talking to people. I want to know what people are thinking and feeling. So actually, I was asking two different questions and I decided that I was going to make this show something fun because some of the responses that I was getting were kind of scaring me. They were basically saying, very extreme responsive. I don't care what anybody thinks or what anybody feels. Okay. That was their initial reaction to my question. But then I said, okay, so let me just ask you why that is. And by the time I kind of talked them back from the ledge, they actually said, yeah, I do care about people, but I don't feel like my job would give me the opportunity to trust the people that I work with. Or when I was asking the feminism questions, do you believe that feminism has given women a sense of empowerment to the point of harming men? The actual first question that I asked was, can women get away with inappropriate behavior that men can't get away with? You know what? Most of the people, men and women, said, yeah, women do things that I could never get away with if he was a man. And some women, oh, you're going to love this. One woman actually said with a smirk on her face, she said, yeah, and I hope it never changes. And I said, what are you talking about? That's horrible. But she said, yeah, that's the world we live in and it's working for me. Okay, now look, and again, you know, Ladies and gentlemen, all my viewers, all my listeners, you know that I love laughter and I can make a joke better than anybody. But when I was looking at the numbers, hold on, I actually have them here. Let's see. Okay, so the three questions I was asking, hold on. Oh, I actually have it in another document. Okay, when we take a break, I'll go back and get the document that has the percentages. Oh, wait, maybe I sent it to myself in a text. Here we go. The questions that I was asking had to do with what do you think is good and what do you think is bad about these different elements, political elements that have had social impact. And a lot of the men were basically saying, yeah, women need to be treated well, but at the same time, they didn't really know how women felt about them. Okay, yeah, no, I don't have it here. I'm going to have to pull it up at the break and I'll read the actual results. Because a lot of the people that I was asking, they said, yeah, I want to hear what people in this area think and feel. I want to know what they believe. And I said, okay, so then I'm going to make the announcement of all of the results on the show. But one of the things that I like to tell people is a joke. It's kind of a long joke, but that's okay because this is an hour-long show called The Computer's Gender. And, oh, by the way, this is going to be, the phone lines are going to be open the whole show, and I'm going to be corresponding with my producer. So, Dawn, if anybody calls in, let me know. The number to the station is 888-627-6008. Okay, so the joke that I love, my son actually told me when he was in high school. So keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this was like 10 years ago. The Spanish teacher was explaining to the class, it was an adult class, that in Spanish words are feminine or masculine. So they don't just say the, they say el or la. Well, one of the men raised his hand and said, is it el computador or la computadora? And she said, well, do you think it's more like a man or a woman? And he said, never mind, I retract the question. I'm not getting into trouble, which, by the way, was what a lot of men said to me when I was doing the survey. They're like, I refuse to answer in the interest of personal safety. And I said, no, you know what? The teacher said, let's make a game out of it. And so she said, men over here, women over there. Talk it out and tell me if you think this thing's a guy or a gal. And the men pulled out the pen and paper. They were laughing and scribbling. And she said, what are you doing? This is just a game. They said, no, man, we're writing a list, a checklist. This thing practically has breasts. It's so female. And she said, okay, why don't you just go ahead and stop the list? Read me what you've written down. And they said, okay, we got four reasons. Number one, only their creator understands their logic. Number two, they speak a language only they can interpret. Number three, they store every mistake you ever make in long-term memory for future retrieval. And number four, you spend half your paycheck on their accessories. And so, yeah. Hold on. Looks like I have a... Nope. Okay. Go back. Sorry for the technical difficulty here. Okay. And then... so. You spend half your paycheck on their accessories. And the teacher said, oh my God, ladies, those were great reasons. I'm drowning here. Save me. And the women said, no, 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 no. This thing's a guy and we'll tell you why. We got four reasons too. Number one, they won't do anything for you until they're turned on. Number two, you can give them information all day long. They're never going to be able to think for themselves. Number three, they claim to be able to solve all of your problems in life, but you know what? In real life, when push comes to shove, they're usually the damn problem. And finally, of course, we all know that if you had just waited 6 months, you could have had a better one. Okay, so that to me, yeah, it's a funny joke. And whoever I tell it to, they die laughing. But think about this now. We're actually going to look at what it was saying that the men were saying they were frustrated with how women are just really hard to please. And then on the woman's list, yeah, they were just never pleased. And okay, we can see that there's some humor in that, but men really aren't as hard to make happy as women. That's why I made the feminism questions about, can women get away with inappropriate behavior? It's usually around their anger. A lot of women get very angry. So what I decided then to make my show about today is Let's get together. Let's stop being angry with each other. And when people look at me and my husband and we're holding hands and we're laughing and we're having a good time, they can't believe we're coming up on our 30-year anniversary. They want to know the secrets of how to get together with your partner, your life partner, your business partner, your romance partner. Yeah, make it work. Have a good time. Let's have a good time together. Who knows how to do that anymore? Because we're not even together. Again, we're on our stupid technology. We're on our computers. We're on our cell phones. And I loved it when my baby girl, we were at our beautiful fast food establishment that we spend, right? Every weekend, we would spend mornings together talking. She said to me, if you ever pull your cellular phone out while we are at a table in a public place, eating food, spending quality time together, I'm going to divorce you. And I said, baby, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm scared to death that you're going to want your cell phone more than you want me. And we kind of just had a quiet moment. Yeah, let's get together again. Men and women, let's get together. Business partners, stop texting and emailing. Call on the phone. Hey, you know what? Let's be all kinds of crazy. Let's actually get together in an establishment and take 2 hours because we're going to be eating food or drinking a good beverage and we're going to be enjoying social energy, creating synergy. Because when we do that, we become more healthy and happy. And that's when we're truly powerful. Yeah, we can absolutely do that together. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and take a real quick break here. I'm going to try and pull up some documents so that I can read off the actual specific numbers to you. But again, if you want to call in, the number to this station is 888-627-6008. And Dawn, I want to let you know, I'm having a hard time a little bit with the reception here. So I'm going to check in periodically. Don't hesitate to interrupt what I'm saying to let me know that you have a caller, okay? Again, thank you so much for sticking with me. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. We'll be right back.
Want extra income or need to work from home? You can with Work Global with Aaliyah. No experience required. Work from anywhere in the world. Go to www.workglobalwithaaliyah.com. That's Work Global with Aaliyah, Aaliyah.com.
Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. Okay, and I'm sorry, I just have to give a shout out to Aaliyah too, because I met her this week and I just said, wow, she is an amazing woman. We had a great synergy going. And so, yeah, I really like the fact that, again, I'm meeting some fabulous people that I trust. So we've got appreciation and respect and we've got trust. Those are the important elements in any relationship. That's what creates the foundation for a good dynamic. Now, what I'm going to be talking about is how and when and why my husband and I were able to get together despite our very opposite backgrounds, despite our completely opposite cultures. Yeah. Well, I was actually coaching a guy, another colleague this weekend, or maybe, you know, earlier in the week, and he was basically saying, I don't know, I think I might want to take off. I don't think I'm good for this relationship. And we were talking about, I said, you know, there are certain things that even if you have that initial attraction, that heat, that, yeah, you're good in the sack together or whatever, you need to know who you need to spend forever with. Okay. Cause obviously we're not immortal, but until you die, people don't even want to do that anymore. I said, look, I'll tell you the reason why I'm good with my husband, because we're similar enough to enjoy each other's company, but we're different enough to be able to complement each other. There are things in life that you're just going to have to do because, yeah, life has a lot on the to-do list every day. I kind of teach my children it's like a company. We've got the executive, we have managerial, we have administrative, we have labor. A lot of things in a home, a household need to get done. And so if you understand that, well, you need to have similarity enough to want to work together, because if you're too different, you don't want to be together. You drive each other crazy. But you need to be different enough in what you're good at, right? That everything gets done. That's the most important thing to remember. It's not always going to be fun. Sometimes it's just going to be, yeah, I really don't want to do this. Honey, will you do it for me? Okay, I'll give you an example. And I'm going to tell a lot of personal stuff today because my husband said I could. I hate doing dishes and I'm so bad at it. I'm an INTP. And so I'm going to kind of be explaining the letters throughout the show today. My husband is an ESTP. Now think about that. Our last two letters are the same, the T and the P, which means that our thinking and our perception are very, very synchronized, right? Synchronicity is a great basis for synergy. But the fact that he's sensory and I'm intuitive, he's an S, I'm an N. Wow, he's going to be able to do sensory things that I really and truly can't do. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I get a knife in my hand in the kitchen, larger than a certain size, and I will eliminate one of my digits, my appendages, my whatever. He can do it in his sleep. I swear to God, he can multitask with his eyes closed. And he's always completely and totally accurate. And here's the other thing. I'm an introvert. He's an extrovert. Some of the things that I do in life are introverted. He can do those exact same activities extroverted. Now, we belong to a congregation, a Spanish congregation. We have Hispanic people from Central and South America and Mexico. I don't want to be with them all the time. I really don't. But when I say to him, baby, my sensing and my extroversion is taking a break. You got to help me out here. He can get going in a group and keep me sustained with my emotional energy so that when I say, please don't make me have a conversation with this woman because her conversations are 2 hours and she makes me eat food. I don't want to eat food. My husband is a human garbage disposal. He'd be like, hey, I can take that. Yeah, that's great. I'll just give my wife a few bites once in a while. Okay, see? Or when we're doing delivering food for Uber Eats. He is so good at outsmarting the GPS. He can immediately know where he is and where he's going and how to get there in the best possible way. And he's a thinker, so he's very smart. He can do the math better than any stupid AI. I'm sorry. I don't like technology. That's part of the reason why I said a joke. Artificial intelligence. No, he is actually legitimately intelligent. And when we know that we're good together, we can work in a positive energy, synergy, right? Okay, so let me go ahead and I have, let me see, sharing computer sound. Okay. 1 minute. Okay, so let me just summarize for the listeners out there who aren't real sure about the letters that I was throwing out. I say it a lot in the presentations that I do, just as a side thought, because it's a good thing to know. It's a good practical information to know. The four elements of your personality. The first one is your social energy. The second one is your general focus. The third one is how you make decisions. And the fourth one is how you carry the decisions out. Now, the first element is your social energy. Introvert or extrovert? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, introverts are not socially defective. We're just very misunderstood. Now, some introverts have issues. That doesn't mean that is an introverted characteristic, okay? Introverts get their energy from within and they spend it on other people. Extroverts get their energy from other people and they spend it on themselves when they're alone. That's easy enough to understand. Well, the ambivert, right? Campaign, I guess, the social propaganda that, oh, I'm an ambivert. No, you're not. You do both. You are not both. You do some things in an introverted way and some things in an extroverted way. So if you think you might be one more than the other, let me ask you three questions. Number one, how many people do you call friend? You know what? Introverts like me. Yeah, I'm an introvert, but I don't use that word very often. I like a lot of people. I love a lot of people. From birth to death, I will only assign that very special word to probably a total of 5 people. Okay. That's an introvert. An extrovert like my husband. Yeah. Hey, I met him. He's cool. Oh yeah. We're friends. Okay. The second question is, when you are in a large room full of people and there is background noise and you have to scream in order to be heard, would you rather just stop talking? Or are you fine competing with really loud music and a lot of people? Yeah, an extrovert's fine. They don't even know when they're screaming half the time because they're just so excited and happy. The third question is, when you are talking, how much does it bother you to be interrupted? Okay, yeah, an introvert. They'll just stop talking. Okay. Don't you dare interrupt me. An extrovert doesn't realize they're being interrupted, probably because they're in the process of interrupting someone else. Yeah. Okay. So that's a pretty good indication that, you know, again, everybody does both. That doesn't mean they are both. Okay. Now, when I get this out of here, okay. My technology again has a mind of its own because it's a new touch screen. So when I breathe on it wrong, it changes the screen. Okay. Sorry. Now, when we're talking about dispositions, I'm just going to give you a real quick rundown on how to know your disposition. It's based on the second letter. Okay. Now, without getting too academic. Oh, again, if you want to call in and make a comment, or if you have a question, the number is 888-627-6008. Okay. The disposition is going to be based on the second letter, which we're getting to right now. Okay. The second letter is, where do you focus your attention? Are you about what's going on around you, or are you about what's going on inside of you? Don't confuse that with introvert and extrovert. Sensors have 5 senses that are constantly gathering information. Even if there's no one in their environment, they know what's going on. They see, hear, smell, touch, and taste everything. Intuitives are sitting inside themselves and their subconscious that's talking to them, saying, this is what life is about. These are the profound things. All the sensory experiences that your eyes and ears and nose and mouth and skin are doing for you. But this is why, and this is what it means, and this is what we can do with it. Okay, again, my husband's sensory. I swear he can see things that are right in front of my face that I'm looking right at. I can't see them, okay? I'm an intuitive. Another way you'll know, he can, when he's been to a neighborhood, he's been down a street, he remembers exactly where the street is and exactly the houses and even the cars that were on that street. Honey, I get lost in my backyard. Okay. I'm an intuitive. And with my husband as a sensor, you ask him, where are you? He says, I am on the corner of Evergreen and Broadway. You ask me, where are you? I say, you know, I am in a really, really tough point in my life. And I think I might be on the verge of a seizure. Okay. Because to me, it's figurative. Sensors are literal. The other thing I tell people, yeah, if you're looking at some food that you've never tried and it looks scary and you want to eat it, you're probably a sensor. Even just because to know how bad it really tastes. As an intuitive, you're going, no, you know, I'm good eating what I like that I know. And that I'm comfortable with. Yeah. Okay. So you know now if you're sensory or intuitive. Keep that in mind. Kind of jot that letter down. The third one is about how you make decisions. Now, thinker or feeler, T or F. Oh, by the way, the second letter is S if you're sensory and if you're intuitive, because the I that the intuitive starts with was already designated to the introvert. So the first letter is either E or I, extrovert or introvert. The second letter is either S or N, sensory or intuitive. And the third letter is going to be T or F, thinker or feeler. Now, thinkers, they really do like to make logical, rational, intelligent decisions. feelers base their decisions on other people's emotional needs. That's it. And wouldn't it be great if other people's emotional needs were always intellectually, academically, logical? But they're not. Now, ask yourself, how rational do you have to be before you make a choice? How much information do you need to have? And how much do you need to double and triple check your facts? That probably means you're a thinker. A feeler is someone who says, you know what? Life doesn't make sense. And that's okay, because when people are happy, that's the logical thing to do. So I ask two questions, deal breaker questions. Number one, if you had to give someone you love bad news, how much would it hurt your heart to see their pain? A feeler would say, you know what? I don't want to hurt you. And it would break my heart. And I would probably cry before you did. A thinker would say, you know what? Life sucks. And I'm telling you something that's going to hurt, but that's okay. It's good for you. It'll build character. Okay. And then the other question I ask is, if you had to perform life-saving surgery on someone that you loved, and I promise you will save that person's life, you just have to figure out how to perform surgery in the process of performing it, right? But you have a book that you have to read, and the person that you're performing surgery on doesn't have any painkiller. So they can feel everything you're doing, and they're screaming and crying out in pain the whole time. Yeah, a feeler wouldn't be able to read the book because they would be so distracted by that person's pain and suffering. A thinker might say, you know what? You're really making it hard for me to read the book. Okay. I'm trying to save your life here. Can you stop screaming? Okay. Yeah, that's a good way to know. Okay. And then the last letter is J or P, judger or perceiver. If you're a judger, that's someone who carries out their decisions in a structured and consistent and predictable way. A perceiver is someone who is flexible and spontaneous and laid back and easygoing. Okay, and again, we're going to come up on a commercial break here in about a minute after I'm done with this rundown of the list. The number is 888-627-6008. And on the break, I'm going to go ahead and check thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com in case any of my connections on LinkedIn wanted to go ahead and pose a question without calling into the station. Then I'm going to go ahead and check that too on the commercial break coming up. But let's go real quick on P or J. Questions to ask yourself. I love this list. If you have a 3 o'clock appointment, would you rather be 5 minutes late or 55 minutes early? If you're a J, there's no way you want to be late. Being late makes you insane. But you know what? A P would say, hey, the party doesn't start till I get there. The second question is, do you make to-do lists? Yeah. And do you want to have a schedule? A J would say, I love having the to-do list. I love it so much that if I've done something that's not on the list, I'll write it down so I can scratch it off. A P would say, yeah, I have a list every day. Where is it? Oh, right. It's over in that other place that I left 3 hours ago. And that begs the third question. When you're doing something, are you more excited at the beginning or the end of the project? A J has to finish or they'll go insane. A P probably starts 30 different things a day. And if he's lucky, he'll do about 25% all the way to the end. Okay, so thanks for sticking with me. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some really fun stuff about relationships. But again, 888-627-6008 if you want to call in the station and talk with me on the air, or thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com if you want to pose an email question. This is The Power of Synergy. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. We'll be right back.
Want extra income or need to work from home? You can with Work Global with Aaliyah. No experience required. Work from anywhere in the world. Go to www.workglobalwithaaliyah.com. That's Work Global with Aaliyah, Aaliyah.com.
Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Okay, so we're talking now about how you can get together with someone who's good for you. I gave you the four letters of a personality, but now we're going to talk about the disposition. Keep in mind, I said the second letter is going to be the basis for your disposition. If you are an N, that means you're an intuitive. That means you're internally focused. You know what's going on inside of you and you know how to respond to it. Then that means you are about the internal process of making decisions, the T or the F. So if you are an N, you either are an NT or an NF, an intuitive thinker or an intuitive. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm chatting with my producer here. God, Don, I love you so much. Okay, focus. Okay, so if you're an N, you're an NT or an NF. Okay, you know what? An intuitive thinker, an intuitive feeler. What kind of people are they? Well, an intuitive feeler is someone who understands people and they love people and they care about people on a big picture scale. Yeah, that's pretty platinum. That's pretty amazing. My daughter says, don't talk about me. Okay, so honey, out of respect for you, I'm not going to tell the world how amazing you are. I'm going to use some other people, like the intuitive feeler that I just signed up with on LinkedIn. Yeah, she's a very insightful woman, and she's generous, and she is very patient. Yeah, you know what? Intuitive feelers, they are the only people that you say, got to put the mask on yourself first. They say, no, if I put the mask on myself, I'm going to suffocate and die because all I'm only thinking about is the people that I'm neglecting. They can hold their breath emotionally for a very long time. And there's more joy in giving than there is in receiving. They are the manifestation of that principle. They can give and give and give and give, and it doesn't overwhelm them or tax them. Yes, now there's intuitive thinkers like me. Yeah, no, I'm not like that. I'm very much about information. I understand thoughts, concepts, principles, ideas, but on a big picture scale, I am Albert Einstein, okay? I'm an INTP. I know and I understand the big picture of individual facts. You know what? NTs, we're brilliant. We are intuitive, but we're innovative. Yeah, we can come up with thoughts that never existed before because we understand the principles of concepts. NFs understand the principles of human needs. We, NTs, get why things are the way they are and how they're connected and what we can do when we disconnect them and we reconnect them. And we're brilliant. But you know what? I'm going to get to the S's here pretty soon. I kind of give my husband a stroke when as an SP. I'm going on and on and on about information. And my son yesterday, he literally came to me while I was in the bathroom. And well, I wasn't going to the bathroom, sorry. But I was doing beauty things. And he said, okay, Mom, I've got one for you. I've got an NT for you. Is working smarter or working harder, better, always in a universal principle. He's like, yeah, so go ahead and chew on that for a few minutes. I said, baby, I don't need a few minutes. I can sit here and talk to you for 5 minutes about my immediate answer, and I can give you 12 reasons about why each principle. He's like, okay, never mind. I withdraw the question. And I said, okay, baby, you know what? You open the floodgates. Now you're going to have to listen to me. Now let's get over to the S's. Sensors. Sensors are about the external world. That means it connects to the external function of carrying out the decisions that they make. So if you're a sensor, you're either SP or SJ. Sensory perceivers. Again, perceivers are flexible. They're spontaneous, fly by the seat of your pants. The great thing about sensory perceivers is they can literally, they're MacGyver. I swear to God, they can get out of any problem or difficult situation because they can literally take five random objects and create something. See, where an NT like me can do it in my head, My husband and my son can do it with their hands and with their bodies, with their eyes and ears. They can hear things and they can see things and smell things and taste things and make things happen because they're not contained and they're not confined by anyone or anything. Okay, yes, that makes them rebellious, but it makes them resourceful. Okay. Then there's the SJ, someone who is sensory in every way external. They're very aware of their environment, but the J means that they're structured and they're consistent and they're stable and they're predictable. That's my oldest son. They know how to do things the right way, the morally right way, and they want to comply and they want to support the arrangement and they cooperate with the group because it's based on the principles of what's right and wrong. It's very black and white, and they hold to their moral standards because their moral fiber is the foundation for the strength of their character. Yeah, you know what? They're really boring because they're always telling everyone what to do, but they're also the reason why the world doesn't fall apart at the seams. They have discipline and they have standards that are not negotiable. And if they're raised right, and if they're, you know, in a good emotional setting, energy-wise, they can be inspirational and encouraging and supportive. I liken them to like bones. They're very firm and they're very strong and they will not bend. But you know what? They support everything that we're about because they know and they love everything that is right. Okay, so again, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. Okay, so now if you understand the difference between the letters, okay, because I've gone through them kind of fast. Usually I'll do a personality profile. It takes about an hour and a half because different things in your life are going to change or modify the way that you display your personality. Just because your behavior has changed does not mean that your personality changed. Literally in the last week, I had, I think, 15 people on LinkedIn asking me that question, but I'm not like that anymore. When I ask some questions about their preferences, well, I don't do that anymore. I say, okay, forget what you currently do. What you do is just your behavior. The question is, what are you naturally really good at? What naturally brings you the most pleasure? And naturally, what's the easiest thing for you to do? Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, you might have had experiences in your life where people or situations, circumstances said, don't do that and don't be that way. Okay, so let's try and peel those layers away and say, okay, now let's get back to the real, true you. Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and find out who you truly are. Wow, you know what? I think I'm actually an SP. Or I'm actually an NF. I was just never allowed to be one. How do I do that? Yeah, you do it by taking excellent care of yourself. Know yourself and appreciate others. Do you understand others? And do you want to understand others? Okay, hang with me here. I'm going to pull over to the LinkedIn to see if anyone has texted me anything on that site. Because I do have about 18,000 connections. Looks like I got a notification here. And no. Okay, good. It's not any questions. Okay. And let me pull back over to the email to see if anyone has sent me any questions. thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. Refresh. And it looks like no. Looks like I'm good. Okay. So when we're talking about who you truly are, think about that. In the principles and the dynamics of a relationship, you need to be with someone who is different from you, again, enough to get things in life done. My husband and I don't want to do a lot of the things that he's really, really good at, okay? And he is horrible at things that I can do in my sleep. And that's good because, yeah, marriage or even a business partnership, there's a lot of stuff that needs to get done. You have to make sure that when you are signing up for something big picture, long term, you are equipped to deal with all of the things that are inevitably going to come up. I love a lot of men. My producer is one of them. Would I ever marry him? Hell no. Would I ever have sex with him? No. But that's okay because my love for him has not changed. Commitment to marriage is very, very different than just a romantic relationship. And a business partner, you know what? I love Constantine so much. Could I ever go into business with him? No, because he's an ESFJ. He is so opposite of me that even when we talk about something that we agree about in casual conversation, yeah, no, we usually end up disagreeing. We can't make it through a half hour conversation without him just wanting to just scratch something. But again, you can be with a lot of people that you love very much, and you can have connections with them. Think about what these different activities in life that you have to do and how you can bring out the synergy, the power of the unity when you come together, when you're with the people that you appreciate and you respect and you trust. How important is that? How much is that worth? You know what? It's invaluable. I'll give examples just for fun. We're going to take a break in about 3 minutes, so I'm just going to share all the good, juicy stuff that I like. Cooking. Okay, now, when we're talking about cooking, for me, it is a feeling activity. The only way I can actually do my sensory activity, because I'm not sensory, I'm intuitive. The only way that I can do cooking is alone, because I'm an introvert, okay? But also when I have the understanding that I'm doing this for the people that I care about and that are important to me. You know what? Even when I'm cooking for myself, I would rather just do a cup of noodles because it's such a hard task for me. I don't want to do it unless it's a really motivational factor, right? And yeah, just eating something. Yeah, I can go get some nuts and some milk and I'm good. My husband, as a sensor, he loves to cook. In fact, when I'm telling him some important information that we need to have a very good conversation about, I make sure that as an extroverted sensor, he's not looking at me when I talk to him. I learned that trick shortly into our marriage. Before, I was like, why aren't you listening to me? He said, honey, I'm hearing you so much better now that I'm not looking at you. And you know what? It's true. I can explain the Pythagorean theorem to him, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Hell, I can even talk to him about E equals MC squared as long as he's not looking at me, okay? That's very important. Think about what you do. Think about what the people in your life do and work with them with the understanding of who they are. Okay, so we're going to take a real quick break again, and I'm going to, oh yes, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. Oh, yeah. BBS Radio. We're expanding. We're exploding. Welcome to the Power of Synergy. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona.
Want extra income or need to work from home? You can with Work Global with Aaliyah. No experience required. Work from anywhere in the world. Go to www.workglobalwithaaliyah.com. That's Work Global with Aaliyah, Aaliyah.com.
Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. And this is the fun part of the show. Okay, so I actually have some secrets that people, they literally come to me and say, are you and your husband newlyweds? I even had a woman in Starbucks ask me, are you two having an affair? And I said, well, yeah, we are. How did you know? And she said, well, I've seen you here a couple times. You're both wearing wedding rings, but they don't match. And they kind of look cheap. Yeah, mine's just a silver band and it's kind of cheap. But she said, but when I watch you two, you hold hands a lot and you've got a great sexual energy going. You're having so much fun. There's no way you two could be married to each other. You must be doing something devious and dirty. And I went, oh my God, that actually almost kind of hurts. It hurts my heart. And this was several years ago. I said, yeah, no, we're coming up on our 25th anniversary. She said, what? To each other? I said, yeah. Wow, yeah. And she said, that's amazing. I didn't know people could still be that way when they're married. I said, okay, you know what? That's what I really don't like about feminism. I'm just going to get up on my soapbox here. Ladies and gentlemen, the survey that I did for this show, I was told a lot of things about men, especially Mexican men, that were not true. Yeah, my husband's Mexican. I was told that men are selfish and they're stupid, like the joke said. And they can't think with two heads at the same time. All you have to do is get them aroused and then they turn stupid and they're selfish and they're not trustworthy and they just want to undermine you. And I'm like, wow, you know what? That's not true. Oh, yes. And here's another one. Kids make you fat, right? And old and ugly and they take all of your money. Okay, that's not true. And once you have kids, your husband doesn't ever want to sleep with you ever again. It's the honeymoon phase of when you get married and then you're never going to have sex ever. Okay, that's not true. So look, when you get together with someone and you have good communication, yeah, you have to talk with people. I don't preach. Yes, I'm a missionary and I'm a very strict religious girl, but I don't tell people about religious doctrines, only about spiritual principles. So bear with me as I quote some of my favorite scriptures. My favorite one, I think, is the one that says that a husband should be intoxicated with his wife's breasts all day long. It didn't say up until the end of the honeymoon phase. Yeah, I've been married. We're coming up on 30 years now. And I still know how to keep him happy, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, when you know that you have that good positive energy with someone, they are in a better mood. I love that say anything when Lloyd Dobler says to his sister, how hard is it just to get in a good mood? And she's just, yeah, no. Okay, that's not what you say to people. That doesn't actually get them in a good mood. Find out what they're happy about, what gets them in a good mood, and do that for him. The second principle is, this is the one I really like, don't let the sun set with you in a provoked state. That means you got to communicate. You actually have to talk about what's going on in your life. And you have to talk in a nice and happy and respectful way. In fact, there's another scripture that says, don't put off talking about it until or except for a specific time that you both agree on. Okay, look, sometimes you just got to take a step back and decompress. But as long as you go to bed knowing that we will talk about this at a specific time, then be patient and you can have peace of mind and say, okay, as long as we talk about this, we will get some kind of concession. Even if it's just a, you know what, we're going to agree to disagree. Well, but you both have to be genuinely okay with that. One of my the jokes also that I tell people is, arguing with a woman is like signing terms and conditions. You know what? You ignore everything they say and just agree. Well, don't do that because you know that's going to make her upset. Well, then the other thing is, it's better for a man to sleep alone on the corner of a roof than with a woman looking for a fight. Let's not fight. Come on, ladies. We know how to provoke men. And the survey questions that I'm sorry, I still can't find the numbers, the specific numbers too, but I know the general, okay. But I'll tell you that in a few minutes. It's better to make peace. The get out of jail free card that I give my husband, ladies, when he says, I'm sorry, don't lie. Don't say you're sorry. If you're not genuinely sorry, you can say, I'm sorry once removed. And what that means for me, it won't work for you necessarily, but for me, it means I'm sorry that I'm not sorry. I want to be sorry for you because I can see that what I said or what I did hurt you, but I don't think it was wrong. It's very important not to lie to each other, right? How many men just tell women what they want to hear to make them go away or to make them stop fighting? Men have a very low threshold for women who are looking for a fight. They are determined to win a fight. What are we really fighting about? And is it important to win? Well, congratulations, you won. Now he doesn't want to be with you. Is it possible for you to say the synergy that when we come together, it's worth more because we are powerful? We are 20,000 instead of 17. Yeah. And again, there is no neutral energy, ladies and gentlemen. You are either positive or you're negative. Okay. Yeah. So if you say, well, I don't care, I'm not positive or negative, Wrong. That's not our constitution. That's not what our humanity is. We really and truly, genuinely do care. We actually have to force ourselves to disconnect in order to stop caring. I'm walking down the street here in Everett because, believe it or not, the sunshine, the sun is coming out, and I love the energy that the sunshine gives me. And it makes my skin better. And when I feel pretty, I know that when I see my husband this morning after I'm finished with the show, I'm going to be glowing because I'm in a good mood. Yeah, we got to get together and be in a good mood. Your positive energy. If I was saying, well, I don't care, fine, whatever. In fact, I think it was in More Furniture in Marysville when I was asking people about trust and respect and caring about other people. The manager actually said, and forgive me for saying this, honey, but fuck your feelings. I don't care. I'm like, well, apparently you do, because if you're talking in that way, that means your energy is very, very negative and you are very upset about something. Saying you don't care is just your way of buying your way out of your responsibility and your accountability. So ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, who do you believe you are responsible to? What are you responsible for? Yeah, when you get together with people, you do need to care about their feelings. And it is okay to change the decisions that you make to make their energy higher quality. Who are you accountable to if you don't necessarily agree in a higher power, you don't believe in anything specifically as a divine force? At least feel accountable to the people that you interact with, because personal power is very amazing and it can either do good or bad. Be a source for good. Help people, support people, encourage people. And yeah, another thing I was talking about in the survey with the trust and respect. Can you respect a person that you don't trust? Yeah, you know what? I give people trust in the very beginning, because I would rather be optimistic and disappointed than pessimistic and confirmed, because that is your perpetual energy in everything you do. And when you say, excuse me, and I'm sorry, people's reaction is almost immediately, you know what? That's okay. Thank you for caring about my feelings. We do have it in us, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. And it's going to be archived, hopefully within 24 hours. Send the connections to your friends and family members. Anytime you want to call in, again, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. I'm at the same time every week. You want to send in an email because you couldn't listen to the live broadcast, thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. And my website is www.synergyrelationshipcoaching.com. Make sure everything you do in life is healthy and productive. The synergy that you create for others is going to spread out into the world. You know that, don't you? Find out what makes you happy. Continue to do those things and know that everything you do for other people is going to impact not only that person, but it's going to change the way they are with other people. Every effect that you have continues. I always call it the source of the cause of the effect. We know cause and effect because obviously that's a very simple principle. What's the source of the cause? Get beneath the surface. Know and understand the power that you have. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona.